exercising your executive decision-making power as a CEO of Me Incorporated. Yes, that would be the CEO of your life. And when it comes to proton pump inhibitors, we should just back it up. Let's just talk about indigestion. The cause of indigestion is basically overload. It's overload of the stomach. Too big a meal, too late in the day. Too big a meal, too early in the day. That's basically the gist of it. And most people who've sought a cure have been able to cure it just that way. Now, once you get into the disease, indigestion, let's say you're taking a proton pump inhibitor, then the problem is you develop an addiction-type situation where you'll eat, it relieves the acid burning, and then it'll come back in a few hours if you don't eat again. And so some naturalists have suggested eating 6 meals a day. Well, of course, that feeds into the overall problem, which is intestinal overload. So what do you do? First of all, the feeling that you're having, which is that burning, the acid burning and indigestion, is not exactly caused by acid. You have this acid in your stomach, pH 1.7. That's some pretty caustic stuff. But you have a valve that seals your stomach off from the esophagus. You have parasites that open that valve. And when they open the valve, the acid flows up and you have heartburn. Or when the stomach gets overfull, the valve is opened by pressure and the acid flows up. So it's not so much the acid, but the opening of the valve. And so when you take acid, like apple cider vinegar, it gets rid of the parasites that cause the valve to open and stay open. The valve closes and your indigestion goes away. Very nice. Now, apple cider vinegar has the added benefit that it has some good bacteria in there, and it also has enzymes in addition to the acid that help you digest your food. Now, some people in chat rooms say, Dr. Daniels, what about betaine hydrochloride? What about hydrochloric acid? Those things are nice, but they don't come with good bacteria. They don't come with enzymes. So it's nice if you take apple cider vinegar, you can kill 3 birds with 1 stone, or you can enhance your health on 3 different levels at once. So I recommend apple cider vinegar as opposed to taking pure acid of any kind. So that's number one. Next, the medical industrial complex has done research, yes, showing that simply increasing your water intake cures ulcer diseases and indigestion. So what do you say we go for the water cure? Yeah, I think that's pretty exciting. So just some distilled water, 1 liter per 60 pounds of body weight. That's it. And just drink, drink, drink. In other words, drink your way to health. This is very simple. So the idea then is to solve these problems simply and easily. So you can do it by timing your meals, which means eat maybe 1 meal a day as close to 2 p.m. as possible. Or if you're going to eat two meals a day, make sure none of them is after 5 p.m. And then if you're going to eat a meal later, say 5 p.m. or later, make it a very light meal. These are all ways to get rid of indigestion in ways that don't involve harming yourself or making anything else worse. So the big deal then here is to learn how to handle things like indigestion so they don't become things like cancer. Now, there's this big move on the internet to solve cancer naturally, blah, blah, blah. But most cancers are started by chemicals or pharmaceuticals. So if you can avoid exposure to pharmaceuticals and or chemicals, then you don't have to have the second worry, which is how to cure cancer, because, well, you're not going to get it. It's very simple. Now, I also have a program called Healers in Panama, where people come to Panama for 1 week, and I teach them how to heal themselves, how to handle emergencies. They don't have to call 911. They can be 911. Also, I explain to people how to heal others and tell them exactly how I do what I do in easy-to-understand terms, so they know what questions to ask a person, how to interpret their responses, how to figure out who they can help, who they cannot help, how to make sure they have full consent and cooperation before proceeding. Because natural healing is not something that can happen by accident or without a person's cooperation. Yes, it may be natural, but it's not magical. It's not, you know, sorcery or anything. So if the cure is a glass of water and the person you're helping refuses to drink a glass of water, then, you know, it's a bit of a barrier there. So this is a one-week program which includes your meals, supplements, equipment, instruction, and lodging. So if you want to know more about that, you can contact my assistant, Shaylee, shaylee@vitalitycapsules.com, shaylee@vitalitycapsules.com, and Shaylee will get back to you with information. And our next course is starting September 9th, so time is of the essence. All right, it is 8:06 p.m. and it's time for questions. Yes. Okay, we've got quite the chat room going here. Let's see what we have. Okay, so Weena O wants to know, Dr. Daniels, do herbs prevent or cure disease? Absolutely. Absolutely. Herbs do prevent disease, and if you're not lucky enough to prevent them, it actually cures and relieves them. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do you believe that a person can walk for the cure of cancer? Good question. Yes and no. If you walk, the cancer that you cure will be your own. In other words, walking does seem to have a beneficial effect in people with cancer, number one. Number two, it seems that walking, if you walk and you don't have cancer, prevents cancer. So yes, you can walk for the cure, but your walking will not cure another person's cancer. Okay. Dr. Daniels says, cayenne stop a heart attack? Yes, especially if you drink it with apple cider vinegar. Does it stop bleeding? Only if I found if you use it topically, if you use it internally, not so much. If you use it topically, it does stop bleeding. Does it cure diphtheria? I don't like diphtheria. For cayenne, I would use turpentine. Does turmeric relieve inflammation? It can. The best way to use turmeric is to heat it first to activate it. When I first started using turmeric back in the 90s, I used to use it raw. I used to advise people just to get some spice, stir it up, and drink it down. It really did not work. But when you take the turmeric and heat it up in a pan with a little bit of oil, it activates it, and that's very effective. Does vitamin C cure or prevent disease? Yes. Vitamin D, absolutely. In fact, the medical industrial complex itself has determined through its own research that vitamin D reduces cancer by 30 to 60%, depending on the cancer. So there's a lot of things that natural healing prevents. Okay, lots of questions tonight. Several pressing questions plaguing family members now. Growth deep in the back of the throat about the size of a small corn kernel. Well, that's aggravating. Interferes with swallowing. What could it be and what might be done? All right. So if someone has, let's just say, growth in the back of the throat, it's bothering the swallowing. First of all, pretty much guess it's harmless. If it was cancer, it would be growing so fast that it would clog up their throat. So we can dismiss that. The best and easiest course of action here would be to change the person's diet and really go on a totally non-toxic diet. That would be 100% organic and to poop 3 times a day. That would be a start. And then this person could gargle with garlic tea. That would probably be the two best ways to start. And, of course, consider a discovery session. Just go to vitalitycapsules.com, click on discovery session. And that way you would find out information about how to work with me one-on-one. I'm almost full. I can only take one or two more people at the moment. But it's possible that, you know, might be able to get a slot. What can I tell my daughter to discourage prenatal care? for her high-risk pregnancy. She's high-risk because she's over 35, has blood pressure issues, a recent C-section, and more. Okay, well, she's got to do something. I think her concern is she knows that something needs to be done to have a healthy baby here, and she wants to take a passive role in the care of her baby. So in other words, she thinks that having a doctor see her, measure her, stab her with needles and do this and that is going to produce a healthy baby when actually it's not. But changing her diet and a few lifestyle issues might. So it's difficult to give her any advice here because doing nothing is not appropriate. She really does need to do something. But the only thing you can do to discourage prenatal care is Google hazards of prenatal care. And you can Google benefits of prenatal care, and you will find that there are none. And so that would be the way to help her with that. So there's two decisions she needs to make. Is one, not to do prenatal care, and two, to do something useful and helpful. I say see a doula or a midwife, but no dice yet. Okay, her problem is she had a recent C-section. So what you're looking at without any prenatal care is something called a VBAC. That means a vaginal delivery after a C-section. Now, personally, I VBAC'd at home on the living room floor. Just put out a quilt, sat down, and said, may God take me. And 2.5 hours later, I had a healthy baby, and it was just easy, easy. But that might not be her situation if she's not willing to, you know, eat healthy food and drink plenty of water and make sure she has regular bowel movements. So she may have a difficult situation no matter what she does. What is the source or cause of eye floaters? Basically dehydration, toxicity, and rubbing your eyes. So the answer is stop rubbing your eyes, increase your water intake, and decrease your chemical intake. What causes constant popping in the ear, similar to altitude fluctuations? Without the altitude fluctuations, usually dairy products, so cut back your dairy. Is it helpful to add black pepper with the heated turmeric? Yes, it is. Okay. All right, we have a question from Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan, what's your question?
Well, Doc, I'm just curious about something. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the lecture, you mentioned the proton pump inhibitors causing dementia, mm-hmm. dementia leading to Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's killing people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious the actual pathology of how Alzheimer's kills people.
Exactly. You and me both. And by the way, dementia and Alzheimer's are the same thing. So dementia doesn't lead to Alzheimer's. It's the same thing. So they use one word or the other depending on what kind of emotional strings they want to tug at. All right, so how does Alzheimer's lead to death? You know, all I can think is a person must forget to breathe and just drop dead or die. because you think about it, how does that happen? Does the person's brainwaves just go flatline? And if so, we know from the definition of brain dead that just because your brain goes flatline doesn't mean the heart stops beating. So it does require some clarification. However, obviously, when we see that proton pump inhibitors cause dementia, which causes death, we can see that the category of dementia as a cause of death is simply a wastebasket for drug-induced death. In other words, if a person died of dementia, chances are pretty good they really died from the long-term effects of their flu shot or the long-term effects of some medical intervention.
All right. Well, I was just curious about that.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we have other question. Okay. Small meals of this food. Okay, so someone is a fan of Tim Ferriss of 4-Hour Body. And says, remember, Tim Ferriss of the 4-Hour Body, who suggests many small meals a day to speed up your metabolism, isn't a doctor. He is a master at influence, public speaking, body and hand gestures, manipulation, and learning things quickly, and so on, but not an expert on health. Correct. Okay. Yes, you did. I did tell it to my boss. All right, so let's go over more questions here. All right, whoops. Well, okay, we answered those. Let's get over here. Off the cure. Oops. Okay, so somebody's having problems. Okay, there's no place like home. Heal yourself at home. Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, all healing happens at home, even if you go see the doctor when you think about it. The doctor is there in the office, he writes you a prescription, you go get it filled, you take it home, and you take it at home. So all healing happens at home. So why not just skip the trip to the doctor's office, the trip to the pharmacy, and just heal at home? Especially when all the things you need to heal are pretty simple. Water, salt, apple cider vinegar, cayenne. This is not rocket science. And when you come to Panama and take my course, that's what I teach you, exactly how to figure out what's going on and how to handle it. And when I was practicing medicine, I realized that pretty much everything that was done in the hospital could be done at home much easier and much more effectively. Hey, we have Jimmy in South Dakota. Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Daniel. Say, I've been wanting to lose a little weight. I gained over the winter. I wasn't able to jog and stuff like that, you know, because it gets so cold up here in South Dakota.
Mm.
And I was wondering about the ketone diet, if you recommend that, and if you do, what kind of things can I eat to kind of get started on that?
All right, good question. Well, first of all, you're in South Dakota. I want you to know that I used to live in North Dakota. Yes, sirree, Bob. Wow.
Okay.
That's God country. All right. So, no, I don't recommend the ketone diet at all. Losing weight is super, super simple. So there's no need to risk your life in order to lose weight. So the first thing to lose weight is what I said. One meal a day, last meal of the day before 5 p.m. If you really want to lose weight, then the last meal of the day before 3 p.m. That is the simplest way to proceed. The next thing is to increase your vegetable intake and increase your water intake. And you're there in South Dakota. Woo, that is meat country, and it is not vegetable country. I had a recipe that called for spinach, and I had to drive 90 miles to get spinach. So I know how hard it is to get vegetables in North Dakota. But that's the answer, is to get those vegetables, eat vegetables, snack on vegetables, and last meal at 3 p.m., lots of water, and you'll see the weight peel off. You'll be ready for the beach, if you can find one in South Dakota. But actually, in North Dakota, there's a lot of lakes. There might be some in South Dakota. All right, great.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions at 1-800-313-9443. Okay. Okay, so the European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, is a European research organization that operates the largest particle physics laboratory in the world. Would they be considered a proton pump inhibitor? No, they would not. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do you feel even our job schedules are part of the overall assault on our health? Absolutely. I have a spontaneous healing program, a 16-week program, and initially we start out, it's okay, you know, let's get your liquid intake, the right type, the right amount, let's make sure your food is not poisonous, get some clean food, and we go step by step by step in the healing process, and then we come up against this barrier, this wall. Oh, my job, I have to be at my job at this time. I have to be at my job at that time. Oh, I can't use the bathroom during work hours. Oh, this, oh, that. And when you realize that their job precludes them from being hydrated, precludes them from having access to clean, healthy food, all of these things. And I have actually had people quit their job or even take a leave of absence, and boom, their health clears up totally and completely. And then once the person realizes that their job is killing them, then they're able to reconfigure their approach to their work, and their health just soars. So yes, it's a combination of your conditioning and the fact that you even have a job. People are programmed to want jobs. People are programmed to evaluate their friends and their relationships. Oh, does this person have a job? Oh, what's a job? Well, how much do they make? And when that has absolutely nothing to do with your health and happiness. And so absolutely, people need to totally re-examine the concept of a job. And then once you re-examine that, re-examine the concept of a mortgage. Now, there's another issue that ties you down, eliminates your flexibility. For example, let's say you're living in a situation where you realize, oh, my gosh, there are chemtrails, there's this polluted air, the water is polluted. And of course, the obvious answer is to move to a place that has cleaner air and cleaner water. But, oh, you're tied down by this mortgage. And so people are being conditioned to tie themselves to things that are actually destroying their health. Dr. Daniels, are you troubled by the fact that Harvard, Wharton, and University of Pennsylvania have all been listed as being heavily influenced by the CIA? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I find that all of higher education is heavily influenced by the government. And you can pick your alphabet soup agency. And what's being taught in universities is part of the greater propaganda programming. It's very unfortunate that when people go to college, they are basically separated from reality for an additional 4 years. And once they graduate, they're lost. They've lost those 4 years. And they literally have to reconnect with reality. They have to go on a search for truth, since most of what they were taught in college is simply not true. So I think the only way to avoid this really is just avoid higher education. I don't think it's a particular issue linked to three universities as opposed to other universities. Okay. Okay, so more questions.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
We all live before morning. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are doing questions. Our call number is 800-313-9443. Okay, Dr. Daniels, lamb's quarters, known as wild spinach, is more... Would that be more nutritious than domestic spinach? Answer is absolutely. I personally think wild food, or what I call volunteer edible greens, are much, much preferable. However, a lot of the super fresh greens, like pick 'em and eat 'em or pick 'em and cook 'em, are not, or may appear a little harsh to the palate. And so for lamb's quarters, I always cook them when I was living up north where they were plentiful. Okay. Dr. Daniels, are lives, do screenings save lives by finding disease before it gets, before they become harmful? The answer is no. Many of the early diseases found by screenings would never have become harmful had they never been detected. And so the over-treatment of these findings, we'll call them false positives, and the harm created by those interventions, for the most part, outweighs any benefit of screenings. Also, with screenings, we have something called lead time bias. In other words, the disease is under observation, or the person is aware of the condition for a longer period of time, but the actual outcome is not altered. And this is called LEAD, L-E-A-D, time, T-I-M-E, bias, B-I-A-S. You can look that up. It's a cancer term coined by the medical industrial complex itself because it noticed that this is what was happening. Okay. Dr. Daniels, have you heard that the government is going door-to-door for urine samples in North Miami for Zika? Yes, I have. I am aware of that. In fact, I need to do another Zika update because Zika is coming back in the news, and there's a lot going on about Zika in terms of the news, but also behind the scenes in terms of what your doctor is being told. So we do need another Zika update. It's really super scary. The short story is there is no evidence at all of Zika. They've examined many mosquitoes in Florida and found zero of them positive for Zika. And so if indeed anyone in Florida has Zika, they did not get it from mosquitoes. So that's the next piece of information. So they're probably going to find some Zika, and I know they are because the blood test is an antibody test, which means it's a random number generator, and it will generate positives whether disease is present or not. So once they get all the positive human antibody tests for Zika and they have zero mosquitoes that are positive for Zika, you got a problem here. Zika must not be a mosquito-borne illness. So the next step then is to find out where the Zika is coming from. Stay tuned for the next saga in the make-believe story. Okay, let's see. So we have someone who's helped us by reporting that the vinegar pH is 2.4 and lemon juice pH is 2.2. Now, two things are important about this. These are both higher than the average pH of a healthy person of 1.7, but lower than the disease pH of 3. So the pH in the stomach has to be 3 or more in order to cause disease or allow for parasites to infest or overrun the body. So the fact that vinegar and lemon juice are both below that danger pH, but they're both above the pH of the stomach's preferred pH of 1.7. What does this tell you? This tells you that the pH of the stomach can only be maintained by the proton pump, and that when you take a proton pump inhibitor, that's the euphemism, these drugs actually block and shut down your stomach's ability to create acid and maintain a healthy acidic environment. So in other words, you cannot make up using diet for the disability created by the proton pump inhibitor. You simply have to stop the proton pump inhibitor. Dr. Daniels, many people have experienced propaganda so strong they won't believe anything unless their doctor or medical professional that they pay for an appointment tells them something is safe or healthy or not healthy. What can they do? They can go to vitalitycapsules.com, click on Discovery Session, and pay me, and I'll help them out. That's what they can do. There is still hope. They don't have to flounder in a sea of propaganda. Okay. Okay, so we have someone in the chat room who says, thank you very much, Dr. Daniels. I took notes. You are the best. You're welcome. And thank you for your comment. Dr. Daniels, didn't Jim Fitz, the original marathon runner, die while running? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, if you'll recall, I said earlier that you can walk your way to health. Not run. Walk your way to health. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Yeah, so you have to, walking is definitely healthy, no doubt about it. There are definite issues with running. I personally have just taken up running, but I don't run for any more than 30 seconds at a time. Okay. No place like home. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, the hospital has armed guards to keep you in instead of protecting you from assault and killings. That is true. If the hospital guards were there to protect people, then the death rate in the hospital wouldn't be so high. So then, of course, you have to ask yourself, what are they really protecting? And the answer, of course, is they're protecting the people in the hospital who are committing the killings. Okay, Dr. Daniels, how can the doctors and media claim that these deadly drugs save lives? Just by saying so. Now, I will say, in defense of the medical industrial complex, no one says that proton pump inhibitors have saved any lives. There is no evidence of that because proton pump inhibitors are designed to treat a condition that is not deadly. So one cannot say that proton pump inhibitors have saved lives. Dr. Daniels, aspirin is over-the-counter too, and doesn't it cause death? Yes, aspirin does cause death, and yes, aspirin is over-the-counter. Now, in defense of the FDA and the medical industrial complex, this is what we were told in medical school. In medical school, we were told that aspirin was marketed before the FDA was created. Therefore, the FDA could not keep aspirin off the market. But by golly, if the FDA had been around, there's no way aspirin ever would have been approved. And so this is what they were saying in medical school back in 1900. And 79, the year of our Lord. Okay. All right. So, Dr. Daniels, should people take turpentine then for parasitic infestations if they're taking proton pump inhibitors? Taking turpentine in a situation where the stomach pH is too high will not cure you. It may help, it may ameliorate, it may mitigate, it may improve. But that's like opening the barn door. All the horses are running out, and then you're saying, well, we're going to send some cowboys out to try and round those horses up. And you're going to leave the barn door open, and each horse they bring back in can just run right back out. So with a defect as big and as huge as a stomach pH in excess of 1.7 or worse, in excess of 3, natural healing is pretty difficult, pretty challenging, very difficult. And so that would be the thing to do. Now, this proton pump inhibitor issue is so serious that it is recommended that people who are traveling internationally, in other words, you're leaving the United States and you're leaving the country to go to another country to travel, that they stop their proton pump inhibitor and their antacid, because it's known, it's understood that these drugs raise the pH of the stomach and create a situation where the person is more likely to get a travel-related infection and even die of that travel-related infection. That is how serious this stomach pH issue is. It is not a trivial matter. As far as your body is concerned, your stomach pH is literally the foundation of your health. Dr. Daniels, I am amazed at how certain things like crack are illegal and can get a 10-year sentence in prison, But these proton pump inhibitors are very legal and promoted. Not only that, of course, they're covered by government insurance, right? I think that as long as the right people are getting paid, it doesn't matter how addictive anything is. What do you think? I agree. I think it's all about the right people getting the correct money. And when you say it's amazing how crack is illegal and you can get a 10-year sentence, that means you, private citizen. But a corporation, and that's the difference. So if a corporation is selling it as in proton pump inhibitors, then there is no problem. There is no problem. These deaths are okay. They're totally acceptable. They are legal, right, because the FDA has certified these drugs as okay for sale. And this, I think, is what people need to understand, is that these organizations that say yes to this and okay that and certify this, they, as my grandmother said, they ain't studying you. In other words, they are not even thinking about your welfare, your well-being, and how this drug is going to impact your life if you take it. That's simply not a consideration. If you want that to be taken into consideration, you are going to have to take that into consideration by looking at the drug and saying, hey, how is this going to impact my life? How is this drug going to help me achieve my goals, whatever goals you might have? Maybe you want to live long enough to see your grandchildren. Maybe you want to enjoy the company of your spouse for another 10 or 20 or 30 years. Whatever your goal is taking this drug going to help you reach it? And that's the question you have to decide. That is not a question you can leave to any organization because, one, they don't even have the information. They don't even know what your goals are. And number two, they have other considerations. And that's okay. But once you realize that, then, you know, hey, that's cool. Oh, my God, Dr. Daniels, I'm using Nexium. So now I have to change my ways. Yes, you've got to make your decisions and decide what you're going to do. Dr. Daniels, I've heard that taking small amounts of pure hydrogen chloride with water can help in increasing your stomach acid to break down food and addressing other issues. Is that true? Yes, but. So the problem with taking pure HCl, of course, is one, dosage, two, amount, three, duration, and four, knowing when you've had enough. So I would say stick with apple cider vinegar. It's much, much safer, even safer than lemon juice. With lemon juice, people have had total body rashes and all kinds of other problems. So I prefer apple cider vinegar because I've not seen adverse reactions from that. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I'm concerned that all the plants, wildcrafted and commercially grown, will be laced with Roundup Ready or the equivalent. Soon, I think all the benefit will be long gone when everyone can get, so that way nobody will get access to healing through their plants. I think it's a bit pessimistic. There is a lot that can be done in terms of starting with organic seeds or organic beans sprouting on your own countertop, using purified water augmented with minerals. So there's a lot of things that you can do. And you have to remember that life on Earth is a cycle, that humans are living, they die, they decay, soil is created, plants spring up out of soil, and so on. That's one thing. The other thing to remember is the GMO crops, or the crops that incorporate this Roundup, need to be cultivated. They need special help in order to survive. And so if you plant your plants and you start with non-GMO seed, you can pretty much work around this problem, at least at the moment. We have Pat in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I don't expect you to know everything, but since this might be medicine-related, have you ever heard of Well, and you're Christian. God told me that I have a detached retina twice.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I went to a doctor because I had some little spots in the dark, and he said I had blood in my eye, and I said, what you going to do? He said, we can't do anything. And they wanted to give me $300 a month shots in my eyeball, and I said, that's okay. and all it was is a kind of a wavy door, you know, the door frame would be a little wavy. But all of a sudden, maybe a month ago, it turned blurry. And
okay, we'll have to answer the question after the commercial. We'll hold on to after the commercial.
Okay.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, so it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we're answering a question, and the question is how one gets a retinal detachment and what you can do about it.
Well, where I went, urgent care at the hospital, and they said that it was after I read the report later, I went and got my medical report. They answered all the questions they didn't ask me about. And I don't know what's going on these days. I mean, why can't they just give me a sheet and ask you instead of answering them for you? It was really weird.
Because you have to give certain answers. Yeah, you have to give them give certain answers in order for them to get paid, so they fill it out for you. So they fill it out in order to maximize their particular pay.
But anyway, I actually walked into a plate glass window to have stitches. I guess I could have done with it. I couldn't. It just kept bleeding. Couldn't glue it. So anyway, I'm scared to go to the doctor now. I just feel like there just aren't any. But what happens if, I mean, I was reading this medicine called blood pressure medicine, hydrochlorothiazide, and it said it can cause eye problems, lasting in capital letters problems.
Oh, okay. So you're taking blood pressure medicine, hydrochlorothiazide?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yes, that causes dehydration, dries out your eyeball, and that will give you problems, yes. So you can simply find a natural way to deal with your blood pressure so that you don't need the hydrochlorothiazide.
Well, it's not very bad, but anyway.
Right, so what I said earlier in the radio show, that most illnesses are caused by medication. So the first step...
Well, I knew you knew that.
Yeah, it's to get off the medication. So, you know, figure out what medication are you taking, why are you taking it, and how can you handle it naturally so you don't need the medicine. That
well, one
is the
time
strategy.
I was retaining water, but I'm not anymore. And I don't know what I want to know is it urgent? Three people told me I should go to the doctor right away, but it wasn't urgent at the hospital. I couldn't get an appointment till next year. And
okay, so you have to dismiss these people. These people, they're not obviously concerned about your vision.
Is anybody?
Yeah. So you're a committee of one here, it looks like. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, the thing to do, I would recommend, number one, go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com/candida. You can download the report, and that report actually tells you a diet you can follow that will probably help lower your blood pressure quite a bit.
So you think it's candida-related?
No. That's the name of the report.
No.
That's the name of the report, right. So the diet in that report will also help you with your blood pressure.
Okay, but meanwhile, I have this problem with my eye.
Yeah, but it only takes you 10
God
minutes.
God said with detached retina, I mean, it won't reattach, will it?
That's possible. It can reattach, yeah.
By itself?
Well, certainly it can stop detaching.
Stop what?
It can stop detaching. You don't want it to get any worse.
Oh, but that's so bad now that Well, anyway, I just didn't know if it could suddenly happen. It looks like it did.
All right, well, that is it. We are done for tonight. We'll have to see you guys next week. Remember, think happens.
I kiss you then, then once again.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.